Woody Allen's back and taking us to Rome.
Can't you see the situation is fraught with peril?
Oh, give me a break. Her friend is coming. What do I care? I'm not looking for anything. I'm perfectly happy with Sally. And actually, judging from Sally's description, Monica's kind of like a neurotic, unpredictable type.
Joining us now to talk about To Rome with Love, Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday. Welcome back, Anne.
Thank you, Sean.
So he did pretty well with Barcelona, did pretty well with Paris. What about Rome?
Well, this is a bit of a mixed bag. It's actually four stories that don't relate to each other, but they're all transpiring at the same time in Rome. And I think some of the storylines work better than others. My favorites were the one actually featuring Woody Allen, who's on the screen for the first time in about 6 years. And it's always just such a pleasure to watch him. I mean, he's still funny. He still has those sort of neurotic, nebbishy one-liners. The minute he shows up on the screen, it's like greeting an old friend. In his storyline, he plays an opera director who discovers a man who can only sing in the shower, and that results in some of the most sort of delightful flights of visual fancy and music that I've seen in recent years.
Huh.
And then that clip we just heard of Jesse Eisenberg and Alec Baldwin is a really sweet storyline about an architect sort of revisiting his younger self in his romantic life. And I just really loved the sweetness and lyricism of that. Just as a P.S., I actually got to interview Mr. Allen last week. And so if people want to read about that, it's on WashingtonPost.com now. It was a really interesting interview. He was very forthcoming and open, and it was a lot of fun.
We have 30 seconds, a couple headlines from the interview.
Oh, well, let's see. One headline would be that he's not as crazy as his on-screen persona. I asked him what it's like when people sort of expect him to be, quote-unquote, Woody Allen. And he's not nearly as neurotic or phobic as people think he is. And he's also very funny in person. Sometimes people who are funny on screen or who write hilarious things, you don't expect them to be necessarily funny in real life. But he has a few really great one-liners in the story.
All right. Looking forward to reading it. Thanks so much, Anne.
Thank you.
Anne Hornaday, Washington Post film critic, about To Rome with Love.